Sherry Mason walks along the shore of Lake Erie. She can't help picking up litter lodged in the sand, empty bottles, a discarded bag of Funyuns, and a smattering of cigarette butts, which are plastic. Fish and birds often confuse these for food, says Mason, a chemistry professor at SUNY Fredonia.
Every piece of plastic that we've ever manufactured is still here, somewhere on the planet. Whether it's in a landfill, but only about 50% of plastic ends up in a landfill.
Instead, it ends up in rivers and sewers which flow into the Great Lakes. And Mason says no one really knows how long it takes for plastic to decompose.
Despite the Red Solo Cup song, have you heard the Red Solo Cup song?
Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable.
Woo! Red Solo Cup.
So now everybody out there has this conception that that plastic decomposes in 15 years. They need a science advisor.
Mason is the advisor on an expedition gathering data on plastic pollution in the Great Lakes. Students and scientists are studying and quantifying plastics on the surface, lake floors, and combing beaches, where, like sand, plastics are whittled down to small pieces called nurdles.
When you realize how small plastic can be, you know, students will literally spend an hour or two just on 1 meter of sand picking out all these little microplastic pieces. And I'm like, that's a nurdle. They're like, really? No, that's plastic right there. And wow, they have no idea.
The team will sail across Lakes Huron, Superior, and Erie. 50 people will be huddled together for weeks on a wooden ship that's a replica of a vessel from the early 1800s. There are few modern amenities. They will be able to shower with lake water.
You know, there gets to be a point where if we smell, well, we all smell. And so it's one of the things that bonds us together as a crew.
They'll continue working together after returning to harbor, writing articles to be published in scientific journals over the next year. Larger studies will be needed, Mason admits, but with no existing literature about the issue, scientists need a place to start, she says.
We will become the literature.
For WBFO and AM 970, I'm Daniel Robison.